Well, this week the carbon tax has come into force, of course. It'll be with us for 3 years. After that, Australia moves to an emissions trading scheme. Last year, the Labor government, the Greens and the Independents agreed the ETS should have a floor price of $15. But RN Breakfast understands the government is now negotiating to dump or dramatically rejig that proposed floor price, particularly for internationally traded permits. In a moment, Greens leader Christine Milne joins us, but first our environment editor Greg Borschmann with this exclusive report.
It was meant to be one of the key planks of the government's carbon policy, a floor price of $15 when emissions trading starts in 2015. But Federal Labor is now secretly negotiating to dump, or at least dramatically rejig, the proposed three-year floor price. Three separate sources have confirmed to RN Breakfast that the government wants to walk away from the price floor. One said that negotiations are at, quote, a pretty sensitive stage, unquote. Crossbench MP Rob Oakeshott put a shot across the government's bows 2 months ago when he said he wanted to abandon the floor price.
There are rights and wrongs on both sides of this argument. In the end, what I am interested in is how we can get full bang for our buck in regards market confidence, how we can get bipartisanship built into the Australian Emissions Trading Scheme, and how we can internationally link as soon as possible. I am watching closely and listening closely to where a carbon floor price may be working against market confidence rather than for it, and where it may be working against international linking rather than for it.
To have a floor price from 2015, it needs a final sign-off by both houses of parliament. Is it a dead duck?
Not necessarily. Like, I think we are still having a conversation amongst friends of an emissions trading scheme rather than any attempt to try and rip apart emissions trading in Australia or, cause political trouble.
What's not widely known is that the government has hit a perfect storm in trying to nut out the practicalities of delivering a floor price on carbon once trading starts. And it's not just because business is lobbying furiously to ditch it. In fact, in some ways, it's hard to believe that last year Labor ever agreed to implement one. It was opposed by Treasury and the Department of Climate Change, and still is. But the real problem for the government at the moment is what's called international linkage, Australia trading its carbon credits with the rest of the world. Simply, these markets just don't like a floor price. Rob Fowler is the representative for Australia and New Zealand for the International Emissions Trading Association.
There is a really practical challenge in trying to impose a floor price on an internationally traded commodity. The units that are included in the Australian mechanism are often traded overseas. There are many people who own them and trade them on a daily basis. So for Australia to impose a floor price on those units is very difficult from a practical perspective.
So you're saying, in other words, that Australia domestically can't impose a floor price on what is an internationally traded commodity?
It's very complex and involves a lot more intervention in particular companies' activities than what most people like in Australia. And so imposing some sort of floor price there is very difficult. There is the opportunity, however, to impose some form of reserve price in the auctions for domestic units, and that could have a similar impact while not creating the challenges of an international floor price.
Richard Dennis, an economist with the Australia Institute, says a two-tiered system, domestic credits with a price floor and international credits at a floating price, is fraught.
It's going to make the system even more complex administratively and economically. Rather than people being able to swap permits that they don't need with someone who does need them, if there's sort of two classes of permits floating around, the market's not going to work as efficiently. So I hate to say it, I think, you know, the scheme's starting to turn into a bit of a Frankenstein.
But Rob Fowler from the International Emissions Trading Association says in 2015, Australia will have different prices for domestic and overseas credits.
There is an opportunity to be more sophisticated about splitting those two. At the moment, we expect that in 2015, if the current policy settings are maintained, then we'll see dual price in the Australian market with international units trading in one way and domestic units trading at a different level.
Richard Dennis from the Australia Institute says one of the problems with the $15 floor price is that it's never been clear what it was meant to deliver.
A price floor can work, but a price of $15 in this instance isn't going to deliver for the environment, and it's not actually going to lead to more renewables being built, wind or solar. If $29 doesn't encourage solar, $15 certainly won't.
That's our environment editor Greg Borschmann reporting, and a spokesperson for Climate Change Minister Greg Combe told us yesterday the government is still consulting with interested parties on the details of the floor price.